We're here on KSOM as we get ready for baseball coming up on Thursday night as the Harlan Cyclones take on Lewis Central. Talking now with Heath Stein, head coach for Harlan Baseball on KSOM. And, Coach, how do you feel about your team coming into this matchup against the Titans?
Yeah, we've been making some pretty decent strides. Mainly offensively, we've had pretty good, pretty consistent pitching throughout the season. But now it seems like our bats and our approaches are getting a little bit better. So hopefully we can compete with LC coming up.
Yeah. What have you seen improvements in the most? Let's talk about offense. Where have you seen the bats improve? And it seems like you're getting production from a number of different guys.
Yeah, today we did a little rain makeup with Clarenda and scored 12 runs. And then when we saw them prior, we scored 17. So I'm getting production top to bottom. Just kind of executing good approaches, getting better swings off, trying to stay out of the air a little bit, lazy flyouts and whatnot, putting pressure on defenses. And like I said, top to bottom, it's been going pretty well. So hopefully we can continue that.
Yeah. What was the final of Clarenda today?
12-2.
A nice win there. So tell me about, some of your hitters. You're getting a lot of different guys doing a lot of different things right now. I mean, Farks, Argutsinger, I think, has stood out to me a little bit in the leadoff spot. Jonas Reynolds has been getting on base a little bit and finding spots for him. Cade Nelson has been consistent throughout the season. What has really stood out for you among some of your guys?
Yeah, like you said, Cade Nelson has been our most consistent hitter along with Hayden Soma. Those guys in the middle lineup they're putting up some pretty gaudy numbers right now and put together good at-bats each and every at-bat. So that's good to see. And other guys are piggybacking on that. Like you said, Fox, his average isn't where he wants it to be. Neither would be like Brett Hazy or Colton Scheider. But those three guys are very capable. They're all veterans. They're all played for – well, Fox was an eighth grader last year and played, but Colton was a dude last year, so was Brett. And they went through some struggles, and they're kind of coming out of those now and really playing some good ball. So they just make our lineup that much deeper. And then you throw Weston Rice and Landon Kaufman, who can put together good at-bats as well. It makes our lineup pretty tough.
What have you seen from Colton and just his approach? I mean, has he put too much pressure on himself? He's hitting .242. He certainly has the ability to play and hit a lot better.
Yeah, I think he was putting a lot of pressure on himself early and kind of beating himself up. And that kind of hindered him his performance. So today he hit a triple to right center, and he hit a single up the middle, and he hit a double to left center. So it seems like the approach is coming a little bit. He's obviously got juice in the bat, big, strong kid with a lot of bat speed. So just kind of relaxing a little bit and not putting so much pressure on himself has been a big key.
At the start of the season, you were we're talking about pitching and developing it throughout the season. Do you feel like the pitching has improved as you've gone along?
Yeah, we've gotten good starts out of Mondays. We kind of refer to as kind of Gavin Day. Gavin Eck throws and Gavin Sisson. They have the doubleheaders that we have in our league, and they've done a very nice job. And then Weston Rice has done a very good job as well with some tougher assignments, and Jonas Reynolds. It's kind of our four main starters when we have four game weeks. And then Joseph Gross has done a very nice job in the relief role, along with Colton Schneider and the rest of the staff, that when you get in those long weeks, they have to go out there. A lot of them are freshmen, but get their feet wet, compete. They're doing a good job.
Yeah. What about defensively? How have you guys been doing in the field?
Yeah, our left side is, like I said, the veteran guys. It's Weston Rice and Colton over there for a lot of it. And, again, they went through a little bit of, not getting the right hob, getting eaten up by some things, and a little bit of the putting too much pressure on themselves to be perfect has led to a couple more errors than they would like. But Colton made a couple of really good plays today, and Weston's always solid at third. And then Cade Nelson has been fantastic at second. He hasn't played much of that position, and we didn't really know where we were going to put him. But I think he's only made one error all year and turned a couple of nice double plays today. And Brett Hazy's a good first baseman that bails you out if you make a bad throw. And then our outfield is going to get it pretty well with Fox and Joseph and Landon out there. And Soma's always nails behind the plate. So, yeah, just like anything, they're high school kids, and you play day after day, you're going to have some days that don't go very well and days that do. So you just need to stay consistent with the process and work ethic, and we'll see where we're at the end.
What about Lewis Central? What's the most impressive thing do you think about this team?
Those freshmen can play. That Bond kid and the Fort kid are two very, very impressive freshmen, not just in the box, but in the field as well. And they got, well, they're strong on the hill with Krebs and Chabin and Hetzel and all those guys. So the guys that have been, I don't know, they're just athletes. They're good ball players. You know, they do things right, and they're well coached with Mike Metz. So they're always a very tough opponent.
So what would you say are the big keys for you against Lewis Central? I mean, a good opportunity here, but they have not been beaten yet in the conference right now.
Yeah, they're a talented bunch. Just competing. Just, I don't know. I don't know if there's one key against these guys, because they can beat you in a variety of ways, whether it's on the mound, on the bases, in the box, or what it is. But just execute approaches, compete, and see what happens.
Well, Coach, really appreciate your time, and best of luck against the Titan. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you, Chris.
He's Stein, head coach for Harlan Baseball, with us here on KSOM.